place that I call home. A job at a church where my faith can grow. I'm overwhelmed when I look around and see the wonders of my Father who supplies all my needs.
That was Tammy Jones Robinette with her song God's Been Good. And with that song, hour number two of Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg is now underway. And again, during this hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in bluegrass gospel music. Well, let's get into it again. Here's one from Common Strings. This is Nothing But the Blood.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
That was Common Strings and Nothing But the Blood. Well, let's play another well-known hymn. How about this one from the Cluster Pickers? It's called Pass Me Not.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While alone others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Pass Me Not, done for us by the Cluster Pickers. Now here's one that's going to feature beginning with some good old fiddle music. It's from the Stevens family tradition. It's called Now I'm Here.
I was there when the earth was without form, boy. Darkness divided with the sound of my voice. When it rained, I stood by Noah's side, set him on a mountain warm and dry, kept him safe inside until the sky was clear. Now I'm here. In the fire Moses turned to see, told him it was time to set my people free. I was in the shout at Jericho, guided David's hand to throw the stone, made the armies of the whole world to fear. I'm here. Lazarus from the tomb. I was in the wind in the upper room. I was in the light the day that Paul lost his sight and surrendered to the call. And I showed John the place where there would be no tears. Now I'm here. Now I'm here.
Stephen's Family Tradition with Now I'm Here. Well, our next song will be some a cappella bluegrass gospel music for you from the Marshall family. It's called Children Go Where I Send Thee.
Children go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy, how will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee one by one, because the one was a little bitty baby born.
Children born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy, how will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee two by two, because the two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born.
Children born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy, how will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee three by three, because the three was the Hebrew children. Two was Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born.
Children born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy, how will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee four by four, because the four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was the Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born.
Children born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy, how will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee ten by ten, because ten was the Ten Commandments. Nine was the nine that stood in the line. Eight was the eighth that waited at the gate. Seven was the seven that never got to heaven. Six was the six that didn't get fixed. Five was the five that came back alive. Four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was Paul and Silas.
One was a little bitty baby
born.
Children born in Bethlehem. In Bethlehem. Born in Bethlehem.
Life's a rat race.
You work more to get more.
And you have less time to enjoy any of it.
Listen to how one wise guy describes this work-crazed world.
The motive is to outdo your peers. The obsession is money. The result? You can't get any satisfaction.
That was written way before the Rolling Stones song.
Yeah, King Solomon made those observations 3,000 years ago.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 says, some things never change.
Yeah, some people still think success and money is having it all.
But that kind of obsession replaces the important things in life.
Relationships.
If your work blocks out people from your life,
your life will turn out to be rather meaningless.
And no one knew that better than Solomon.
So he changed his focus and came to this conclusion in Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
Center your life around God. Not your finances or success.
He'll take your focus off the rat race and put it back on the real meaning of life.
Some wisdom from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
Since that blessed night in a manger, she watched her baby grow. It seems like yesterday he was in her arms. Where did the time go? He learned his father's trade as she marveled at it all. The sweat dropped from her little carpenter as he made the timbers fall. She can hear them driving nails upon the hillside. And she prays that his spirit will not fail. She watches as her young man undertakes his father's will. As she stands and listens to the driving nails. the streets of Jerusalem, a child can disappear. She was frantic as she looked for him until she began to hear. Hammers up at the temple, she called him as she ran. Surprised she found him teaching like no ordinary man. She can hear them driving nails upon a hillside, and she prays that his spirit will not fail. She watches as her young man undertakes his father's will, as she stands and listens to the driving nail. Darkness covered o'er the land in the middle of the day. She began to tremble as the earth began to quake. Hammers, nails, and timbers of the carpenter's trade made the sound that pierced her soul as the cross was being raised. She can hear them driving nails upon a hillside, and she prays that his spirit will not fail. She watches as her young man undertakes his father's will, as she stands and listens to the driving nails. And she cries and listens to the driving nails.
That was from the Forbes family, a song entitled Driving Nails. The next song on Bluegrass Gospel comes from a group called New Tradition. It's Oh, I Want to See Him.
To the crimson glow, many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on through my must win. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, want to sing forever of his sin, his grace. On the streets and streets he let me love my boys, cares of past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Savior there leading in the fight, with a tender outstretched hand toward the valley low, guiding me I can see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, want to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of streets he let me lift my voice, cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Billows rise from the mighty deep, there my Lord directs my bark, he doth safely keep. He will lead me gently on through the world below, he's a real friend to me, oh I love him so. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, want to sing forever of his saving grace. All the streets are streets, he let me love my voice, cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
on the streets of Strozzi. Let me lift my voice, cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Oh, I Want to See Him, that was by New Tradition. Up next on Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg, Willie Wells and the Blue Ridge Mountain Grass, and Moses, You're the Man.
Moses took his flock of sheep up on the mountainside. He fled out of Egypt, his purpose there to hide. There he saw a burning bush that was not consumed. God called out to Moses and he said, here I am. I am the God of your fathers. I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
And I'll lead my people out of Egypt. And
Moses, you're the man.
To what I say, for I am not a leader. Behold, I'm slow of speech. Through your brother Aaron, my firstborn, you will reach.
I am the God of your fathers.
I am
the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
And I'll and
Moses, you're the man.
Going to the elders of the Israelites, take your brother Aaron and show him of my mind. Stand before the Pharaoh with signs and wonders too. Do not be afraid, my son, for I will be with you. I am
the God of your fathers.
I am
the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
And I'll lead my people out of Egypt. And
Moses, you're the man.
Yes, I'll lead my people out of Egypt, and
Moses, you're the man.
That was Willie Wells and the Blue Ridge Mountain Grass, and Moses, you're the man. Well, our next song, we slowed down the pace for just a little bit here. It's a song from the Easter Brothers, and it's called An Old-Fashioned Talk with the Lord.
Do you feel all alone with burdens and sorrows? And maybe is your heart heavy too?
And it looks like the Savior is a million miles away.
It's not the Lord that's drifting, it's you. Open up the faded Bible that's been laid away so long, and read the blessed word once more.
Then get the hymn book down and sing some old-fashioned songs.
Then kneel down and have an old-fashioned talk with the Lord.
Savior still cares.
Open up the faded Bible that's been laid away so long, and read the blessed word once more.
Then get the hymn book down and sing some old-fashioned songs.
Then kneel down and have an old-fashioned talk with the Lord. Open up the faded Bible that's been laid away so long, and read the blessed word once more.
Then get the hymn book down and sing some old-fashioned songs.
Then kneel down and have an old-fashioned talk with the Lord.
Then get the hymn book down and sing some old-fashioned songs.
Then kneel down and have an old-fashioned talk with the Lord.
You're listening to Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg, a radio ministry of Gospel Time Ministries, Incorporated. We depend upon your prayers and financial help to stay on the air and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help, write to Bluegrass Gospel, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. That's Box 68, and the zip is 62815. Write to us today.
I'll never have to deny.
was bluegrass gospel music from the Wisman family, and I feel fine. And I hope that's how you're feeling today. Well, let's see. Our next song comes from Kathy Boyd and Phoenix Rising, and it's called One Last Breath.
No one knows when the time's up, no telling now or day when you're called to your maker on that shore far away. Will you beg for more time or excuse wicked ways? Will you wish your life looked better in the book of days? If you knew you had one more year, what would you do? What would you do if you knew you had one more day? What would you do? What would you do? Will you humbly take your place or sadly hang your head, life in disgrace? Do you think you have tomorrow to atone for today, counting on a second chance, rest in peace beneath the clay? If you knew you had one more year, what would you do? What would you do? If you knew you had one more day, what would you do? What would you do? Like gospel songs on Sunday morning, grace waits for you. Open your heart, believe before your life is through. If you knew you had one last breath, what would you use it for? Just a closer walk with thee. Take my hand, precious Lord. If you knew you had one more year, what would you do? What would you do? If you knew you had one more day, what would you do? What would you do? If you knew you had one more year, what would you do? What would you do if you knew you had one more day? What would you do? What would you do if you knew you had one last breath? What would you do? What would you do?
Kathy Boyd and Phoenix Rising with One Last Breath. Well, here's a grand old hymn I think you'll enjoy. Are You Washed in the Blood, done for us by Jim Greer and the Macochee Valley Folks.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Each moment in the crucified, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright? right. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Jim Greer and the Maclatchy Valley folks in that grand old hymn, Are You Washed in the Blood? I understand some churches in the area have thrown away their hymnals. They no longer use the old hymns. They just want to sing the modern Christian songs coming out, the praise and worship songs. And folks, in my opinion, that is a mistake. I love those hymns. I think those hymns have the potential to cause a person to face his or her sin and ask for forgiveness, where a lot of these other newer songs coming out today don't do that. Well, anyway, let's get back into the music. Here's Cody Shuler and Over in the Glory Land.
Saints abide just over in the glory land, and I love to be by my Savior's side just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, I'll join, yes, join the happy angel band just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, there will, yes, let the mighty host I'll stand just over in the glory land. I'm on my way to those mansions fair, just over in the glory land, there to sing God's praise and His glory share, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, I'll join, yes, join the happy angel band just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, there will, yes, let the mighty host I'll stand just over in the glory land.
Cody Shuler and Over in the Glory Land. Well, here's another grand old hymn from the hymnals, Unclouded Day, done by Bettie Jean Robinson and Nashville Grass.
Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. They tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies.
Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless days.
fire.
Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise.
Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day.
A home where my friends have gone. They tell me of a land far away, where the tree of life in eternal bloom
sheds its fragrance through the uncloudy days. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day.
Oh, they tell me that he smiles on his children there, and his smile drives their sorrows all away. And they tell me that tears ever come again
in that lovely land of uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky.
Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise.
Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Perfect. Say it just like that. It works every time.
But he says he loves me. He wouldn't lie. That makes it okay, doesn't it?
Anything short of real love is not worth the hurt. Real love is worth waiting for. Don't waste your heart or your time. Wait for the right person. A message for your future from Focus on the Family.
I saw a worn traveler in tattered garments clad, and struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was laden heavy, his strength was almost gone, but he shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. While gazing on that city just o'er the narrow flood, a band of holy angels came from the throne of God. They bore him on their pinions, save for the dashing foam, and joined him in his triumph, deliverance has come. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. Seems I hear the angels around the throne so grand. They're shouting, glad Hosanna, we've reached the promised land. When we have reached that city, our race on earth we've run. We'll all shout aloud, Hosanna, deliverance has come. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. Palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
That was Palms of Victory by Dale Ann Bradley. Well, up next we have some good old picking music for you from Darren and Brooke Aldridge. This is called Get Up, John.
Thank you.
chosen
John.
Go unafraid,
John.
I'll go with you,
John the Baptist.
Yes, this is a day. Chosen,
John,
the one afraid,
John,
I'll go with you,
John the Baptist.
Yes, this is a day.
Aaron and Brooke Aldridge with the song Get Up, John. Let's listen now to a song called Paradise City of God, done for us by a group called Expedition Show.
I walk in the sunshine of God's perfect love. I feel so happy and blessed. But nothing compares to heaven above, beyond the final sunset. I can't imagine the city of God and the splendor our Master prepares. Through His grace and mercy, my feet shall trod peaceful glory, wonderful beauty of the paradise city of God. Sacrifice Jesus made on this poor sinner. He never gives up. He's waiting at heaven's gate. I can't imagine the city of God and the splendor our Master prepares. Through His grace and mercy, my feet shall trod the peaceful glory, wonderful beauty of the paradise city of God. I can't imagine the city of God and the splendor our Master prepares. Through His grace and mercy, my feet shall trod the peaceful glory, wonderful beauty of the paradise city of God.
Expedition Show with their song Paradise City of God. Well, our time for hour number two of Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg is just about to expire. But don't go away, folks. I still have one more hour of this music to play for you. Still have a chance here to get on your cell phone and call some friends and neighbors and encourage them to tune in so that they'll be listening when we start hour number three. Tell them where they can find it on the radio dial. Don't forget to send a card to the radio station, maybe just a little note, thanking them for putting Bluegrass Gospel on the air. And if you get a chance, send me one as well. Maybe you can include a little bit of a donation there to help us cover our expenses in producing these programs. My address again, Bluegrass Gospel, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Once again, we're going to close out this hour with some instrumental bluegrass gospel music, but folks, don't go away. I'll be back very shortly with hour number three of Bluegrass Gospel.